One of the greatest gifts that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ gave us was the sacrifice of himself on the cross. And I think one of the other greatest gifts that God has given mankind is time. But it is one of the gifts that many people take for granted. Time is wasted so many times. We never think about how important time is. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1, "To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven." And you continue reading in those verses and you see that there is a time for everything. But we need to know how to manage our time. How many times today do we hear people saying, "I do not have enough time"? But that's not true, because you and I, we have the same amount of time, 24 hours in a day, 365 days in a year. All of us have the same amount of time. That does not mean that all of us will live here the same amount of time on earth. We don't know how much time we will live here on earth. But the reality is that we need to learn to manage the time that God has given us. We need to stop wasting our time. Time management is something that we as children of God, we need to learn. We live in times where there are too many distractions. We use our precious minutes doing things that maybe they're not so wrong, but maybe we spend too much time doing them. I'm not going to say here this morning that I believe it's wrong to use social media, because I use social media. I'm not going to say this morning that I believe it's wrong to watch TV, because I watch TV. But I do want to ask you this morning, how much time do you spend on those things? If you really are honest with yourself and you're honest with the Lord, you will realize that you have lots of time to do His will. Paul says there in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 5, at the end of that verse, he says, redeeming the time. We need to know how to manage our time as Christians. Jesus taught us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things would be added to us. We need to seek first spiritual things in our lives. How can we use our time wisely? That's a very good question. I want to share with you this morning a few things that I think that we should be doing as Christians to spend our time wisely. First, Jesus said we need to seek first the kingdom of God. If we seek first the kingdom of God, we are using wisely our time. How can we be seeking first the kingdom of God? Well, I believe that we as Christians, we need to have time of prayer. We need to have time of Bible study. We need to take time to be involved in the church activities, not just the worship service. Most everybody is in agreement that it's important for us to worship God. But we also need to take time to be involved in the evangelism and all the activities that our local church has. Christ is a great example for us when we talk about prayer. Prayer was a very important part of His life. We can see Jesus praying at the very beginning of His personal ministry, and at the close of it also, He used prayer. Jesus teaches us the importance of prayer. In Luke chapter 9 and verse 18, it says that, "And He was alone praying." Jesus usually, he sought solitude. He sought places where He could be alone in order to pray to the Lord. I want to ask you this morning, do you take time to pray? I ask that question sometimes and people say, "Yes, I pray three times a day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner." Okay, that's good. But we need to be taking more time to pray to the Lord. Well, one might say, "Well, I'm too busy. I don't have time." Well, the Apostle Paul tells us there in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. That means there doesn't necessarily have to be a time for prayer. You can pray whenever you feel like it. You can pray when you see that it's necessary to pray. Some of us, we may wake up in the night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, unable to sleep. That would be a good time to pray. That's a good time to pray and ask God for help and pray for the things that the church needs. We need to take time to do what God teaches us in His Word. And we see Jesus as a great example of prayer. We also need to be students of the Bible. Today, when we talk to people about searching the scriptures, about reading the Bible, especially those that are out in the world, it's difficult for us to get Bible studies with them. It's difficult for us to even convince our brethren that it's important to read God's Word. But Jesus commands us there in John chapter 5 and verse 39. It's a commandment. He says, "You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and these are they which testify of me." Jesus says, "You search the scriptures." We as Christians, men and women, have the obligation of Bible study. We need to take time out of our busy lives and study God's Word. As I mentioned, all of us have the same amount of time in the day. The problem is that many times we don't know how to manage that time that God has given us. We need to look to what is more important to us: our jobs, our school, our children, other activities, or the spiritual things. And now I'm not saying that we should just overlook our responsibilities. We have responsibilities, but we do need to put God first in our lives. It's important for us as Christians to search the scriptures, take time to study God's Word. And Jesus says, "For in them you think you have eternal life." The Word of God, the Bible, is to us a roadmap. How are we going to get from this place on earth to heaven? We need to study God's Word. We need to know what His will is. We need to take time to study. We have an example of the believers in the first century there in Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. It says, "These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures once in a while." No, it doesn't say once in a while. It says they searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Daily. That means every single day of our lives, we have the responsibility of searching the scriptures. We need to take time to study God's word. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 3 says, "Blessed is he who reads those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near." We see that it is a blessing for us to read God's word. He also says, "Blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of this prophecy." We see that reading the word will bring us happiness, will bring us joy. Why are there so many people in the world today full of anger, sadness? Because they do not read God's word. They don't take the time to study what we read in God's word. We as Christians, we need to be doing these things. And as I mentioned, it's also important for us to get involved in the church activities. Life is short, so we must take time to do what God says in His will. Those of us, or those of you that are younger, you may think, "Well, I've got many years left here on earth." I believe that we shouldn't be so confident. As the years have gone by, I've noticed how things have changed. It used to be that people had more time to do what God's will is. People had more time, more interest in doing what the Bible has to say. I encourage you as young people, I encourage you as adults, I encourage even the older people here to get more involved in the activities of the church. Not just worship service, because that is a responsibility that we all have, but we also have the responsibility of taking the gospel to those that are lost. We don't necessarily have to be the one that goes and knocks on a door, but we do need to be talking to people about Christ. We need to be taking time to talk to them about things that are more important. How many times are we willing to talk to people about sports? Nothing wrong with sports. I enjoy sports also. There's nothing wrong with talking about some of the things that we talk about today. Political conversation. I don't like so much about political conversations, but there are people that enjoy those things. If we enjoy talking about these things, we also need to encourage others to speak about God's word. It is time that we take the gospel to to those that need to hear His word. So this morning, I encourage you to use your time wisely. Redeem the time. Use it as you should for the honor and the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you very much.